Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper don,
giving a microphone,
dress
like a million bucks,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay, I got something for you today. This is something that I've really been focusing on for the past couple of months, to be honest with you. And I want to share it with you today because I want to encourage you, because there's something that's available to you that I've rarely spoke on before, and it's something that I've been really, really discovering for the past couple of months, and I can't even tell you the differences made in my life. I'm going to have a conversation this morning about my understanding of grace. You know, when I was little, I used to hear my mother sing a song all the time, "All I need is a little more grace, a little more grace. All I want is a little more grace, a little more grace." And I sang it with her, you know, of course, you know, walking around the house and stuff. And we had devotion service. I would sing it with the church people, but I didn't really pay it no attention. I really, really didn't. Now that I've gotten older and I've come into a better understanding of a lot of things I didn't know about when I was younger, this is just my interpretation of grace. Now, once again, y'all, listen to me. I ain't nobody's pastor. I ain't nobody's minister. So, you know, I'm pretty sure you can go to church and get a far more extensive definition of one I'm giving you. I'm just talking to people. You know, grace is this thing that God provides for us. And grace is just things that you get that's really undeserving. You know, I mean, I look at my life as it is today. You know, look, I work hard and I have faith in God, that I do. So things are going to happen in my life. But the way my life is now, I don't deserve all of this. I don't look at it that way. I have been the beneficiary of God's grace. I have aligned myself in a position to accept whatever grace God has for me. And it will be far abundant and exceedingly in anything you could think of. His grace supersedes anything you could possibly imagine. You know, the goals that I set and the aspirations that I shoot for and the things that I have on my dream board, I have the faith that God will give it to me. But what he does with grace, he gives you far more than that. He gives you what he has for you, not what you can see. You can't see all he has for you. It's impossible. Who are you? How can you possibly imagine what he can imagine? How can you possibly think how he can think? How can you possibly do what he can do? How can it be? There isn't a single mind living or a collection of minds that could have thought of Earth. What in your wildest imagination could have made you think of Earth, the stars, the heavens, the oceans, the galaxy, the constellations? What in your mind? What in any man's mind? We can point at it and analyze it, but we sure couldn't have thought of it. So come on now. I'm talking about lining yourself up with God's grace, which he will give to you if you want some of it now. But now here's the thing about grace. It can't be bought. If it could be bought, I'm telling you, I would pour all the money I have and dump it into grace. Because after discovering what it is, it's this goodness that God shines on you simply as a reward of some type for his love for you and for you attempting to do right. Not because you get it right, because if he judged us purely on how we are, the right and wrong of it, we would all be doomed. All of us. Every last one of us would be doomed. Because we all fall short. We all make mistakes. We all sin. We all get it wrong from time to time. Nobody's perfect, man. Now I understand what my mother was saying about cleaning the house. All I want is a little more grace. All I need is a little more grace. When the last time you asked God for some grace? Now, I'm not talking to you like I know everything, because I'm telling you, I just got hip to this a couple months ago. I just really started focusing on this a couple months ago. And I'm bringing it to you because I know it'll help you. If you just benefit from his grace, which you already have, but if you're not aware of it, you don't know what's going on. Become aware of grace. Get aware of the fact that God does things for you simply because he loves you. He does things for you that you don't even deserve. Somehow you just wonder how you just got over when you didn't even do the things to get over. Sometimes you don't even know how you got that job you got when you ain't even really do the things to get your job. How you end up where you are? All the education you thought you went and got and had. How you end up where you are today in a much better position than your education could have ever gotten you? That's grace. How I get every place I am today. I didn't plan this, man. If I could have planned my life the way it is, don't you know I'd have done it when I was living in that car? If I knew how to do it, no, I benefited from his grace. I'm just a beneficiary of his grace, of his goodness and his mercy. God's goodness is better than your goodness. God's goodness is better than your mother's goodness. It's better than your wife's or your husband or your boo's goodness. God's goodness is different. His goodness, man, covers some stuff you can't even imagine. So why are you trying to put your life together when the last time you asked him for just a little bit of grace? When have you thought of your life in terms of the grace that it has already benefited from? Have you ever done that? Man, just thought about, you know, you hear songs like My Soul Look Back and Wonder How I Got Over. That was grace. That's all I can call it. Now, like I say, you can go to church or somewhere if you want to. And ministers that went to school to teach this thing way better than me. I'm just giving you from a layman's standpoint, man. Have you thought about his grace? Would you not be well to be a beneficiary of his grace? Would it not? Now, check this out. The better you try to do, the more grace he'll give to you. And that grace can't be bought. Like I said, it's free. You can't purchase grace. But the better you try to become, the more grace he gets to put your way. So, man, just try. Why don't you just try to do better? Look, man, quit talking about it. I'm going to start next week. I'm going to start at the new year. No, you're not. You do that every year. You know, at the new year, I'm going to eat better. At the new year, I'm going to go on and get in here. In the new year, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it now, man. You're going to do it now. Stop trying. Do it. Stop talking about it. Do it now. The best way to benefit from his grace is start in action now. N-O-W. Now. Right now. Today. What you waiting on? all you doing is delaying his opportunity to bless you. You know, man, you know, do you know how many times we do that? We delay his opportunity to bless us by not starting now. If you're going to get healthy, why don't you start now? Now, you're going to trip a little bit because the holiday's coming, but you ain't got to eat bad all the time. You could start eating correct today. You could. You could. And then guess what? That could be some grace on the end of that. I'm just giving you a little cheap analogy. But do you feel what I'm saying to you? Start thinking in terms of grace. What he has done for you and provided for you that you ain't even see coming. That, you know, you keep calling them blessings, and I got that. A lot of it, and that's all it is. But, man, have you thought about the stuff that didn't happen to you you can't account for? For me, that's been grace. And I'm a beneficiary of it. And that's available to everybody that wants some. So next time you're talking to him, just check in with grace. See what that is. That's better than money.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people all around the world, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Let's get this thing started. Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Call it for real.
Good morning, Steve crew. What's up?
The Junior.
Morning, Unc.
Let me see how I'm going to do these last two guys. Right.
This should be fun.
Come up with something special. Let's try this. Old fool.
That would be me.
No. Uh-uh. Old fool.
That would be me, I guess. Yeah.
That's right. Older fool.
Okay. That would be me.
There you go. I thought I'd do something a little different, that's all. Because these two fools right here, they actually like, you know, freaking frack. They're just buddies. You know, they paired at the hip. I'm Team Tommy.
Jay's Team
no,
Tommy.
Team Tommy. Champions is Team Tommy. Championship team. I'm on a championship team, but I'm Team Tommy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Inside the group, I'm Team Tommy.
Now, was it a championship team before you came?
Championship.
Or
it was always a championship team.
Oh, okay.
Championship. It's championship-er now that I'm here.
Let's be clear.
And Team Tommy.
I just want to say that I'm happy as a Cleveland Brown fan.
Uh-oh.
There is light at the end of the tunnel. The draft is over. We've made substantial strides. I'm looking forward to this upcoming football season and their first win.
You like the quarterback they chose?
Yeah, I do. I like Baker Mayfield.
But I thought you wanted that running back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What I wanted the Browns to do was pick Saquon Barkley at number one. The Giants and the Jets had the next two picks. I don't care who they pick. They could have picked Baker Mayfield and Donaldson. Then we could have picked Big Josh Allen or Josh Rosen. Don't make me no difference. We'd have had a quarterback that's better than the one we got, and we'd have had the baddest dude in draft, Saquon Barkley. That's what Steve Harvey would have did.
Does the coach stay, Steve?
I don't know how he's still there. I just don't. I just don't. I've never seen this happen. No coach wins one basketball game in 2 years and continues to coach. I just one game in 2 years. I don't know how.
How many games has he lost, Steve?
30 of them.
He lost 30 games. You can't do 30 things on any job and still keep your job. You can't be late 30 times.
You can't be late 31 times.
Oh, I know Tommy isn't talking right now.
Since we count.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Shirley?
I'm on Team Tommy, damn it.
But she ain't, and that bothers me.
He ain't been late 30 times.
I've always been Thank Team you, Tommy, Jay. But come on, let's be real.
He ain't been late 30
let's be,
times.
Shirley, I ain't been or late 30-something times. I ain't been late
Tommy,
no 30-something time. Now, stop
Tommy.
That.
I'm going all the way
whole,
back
go
to
all the way back to the time
to when you used to be in bed and call in.
No,
well, you going back to the doggone 2001. Stop.
She's absolutely correct. No, wait a minute, Tommy. What Shirley's saying is actually this. Of the total team, your number of lates and absentees is more than all of ours combined.
Combined.
You right. ain't lying.
Combined.
Wow. That's a
I'm
true
still
statement.
Team Tommy.
Team Tommy. All right, listen. It's time for something funny.
We'll be that back was funny.
Yeah, we'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for something funny, guys. You know, yesterday was the 45th annual Daytime Emmy Awards. It was streamed live on YouTube. It was hosted by our friend Mario Lopez and our very own Cheryl Underwood. We love her. Congratulations for doing that, Cheryl. You did a great job, girl. Steve, you were nominated for Best Game Show Host for Family Feud, Family Feud for Best Game Show, Best Informative Talk Show, Steve Harvey, and Best Informative Talk Show. Okay. Steve, you couldn't make it, but Jay and Junior were there. So how did it go, guys?
What?
How did it go?
How did it go? Mean.
Did y'all represent?
Oh, my God. Who these two Negroes work for?
And why are they so close?
All right, so when Steve won, you guys went up and
it's
accepted
great.
The
it's
award.
Unbelievable. Uh-huh. We brought home the gold, baby.
But you had a speech. You had a speech.
My life gonna change right now. I'm letting y'all know I'm finna be different.
So you made it about you?
Yeah, I'm finna be different, for real.
Why are you different? Why are y'all so different?
Y'all gonna see this statue everywhere. I promise. I'm taking this statue everywhere.
Hey, man,
I'm
rap group that won the Oscar for the soundtrack to Hustle and Flow?
3-6 Mafia. Yeah.
3-6 Mafia? Yeah.
They had their Oscar in a bag.
Yeah, in the going to the party.
What was the song?
Hard out here for a pimp. Out,
Hard out here for a pimp. Hard out here for a pimp. Right.
I'm going to do the same thing.
I'm putting a hole in the head and wind around my neck. That's what I'm doing.
No, we're going to have to. I have to take this back to the neighborhood.
You're going to be Flavor Flav.
I'm finna Flavor. Or I might make a ring out of it.
But let me ask y'all. Big, though. Oh, go ahead, Carla.
I was going to ask him, what did y'all do yesterday? How did the day go? Because, you know, when the stars get ready for the awards show, we get to see, you know, what they do.
It's looking at your outfit all day long.
That's it.
And Junior calling everyone.
Yeah, I called everybody. I told him, turn on YouTube.
Yeah.
He called all of us over and over.
I'm going to the Emmys.
Look, where I come from, there's nobody I know has ever been to anything like this.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, my name now has changed. Award-winning Junior. Please, don't forget that.
Okay. I'll have to remember
Please
that, Junior.
Please address me as Mr. J.
But, I mean, Mr. J, it is a really big thing, though,
it
to
is.
Be nominated.
It is. It is, man. Yeah.
He's no longer Kier. He's Kier.
Yeah. Name changing.
He's Kier. Kier.
And I won't hear as much. No more.
And I'm decided I'm going to be
a little... point out something?
Go ahead.
Can I point out something? Mm-hmm. They are more hyped than the man.
I'm listening.
And he didn't even go.
I'm just sitting here listening to these two dudes going, oh, man. That's the reaction you want, though. That's why they don't have me go no more.
But yeah, you can't make it, so you're sending your representatives, Junior and Jay.
And my daughter, Lori. And accepted for
yes,
me.
She was a little embarrassed of the way we acted, but.
Yeah, she was shamed.
But, Steve, are you sure it wasn't because when you didn't win that time, the face that you had on camera?
Well, my family asked me not to go to no more award show. Because when you don't win, Daddy. They was texting me.
Let me tell you.
Fix your face.
When you didn't win, you did not need closed caption to understand what you was saying.
You could read his lips.
After he told everyone what not to do, he went and did it.
See, not winning is not what I do. So when the award go the other way, just I don't need to be in the room. Like, I'm not going to understand it. I don't know nobody who should get it over me. I'm not accepting of defeat. It's all wrong on just so many levels for me. So I stay away from those things anymore because I just can't, man.
You are the Westbrook of entertainment when you lose. He was not happy at all.
He almost had a fan fight.
He had a little fit.
Boy.
He needed a timeout, man. So we understand.
So
Steve.
Here's my deal. I'm grateful either way, really, at the end of the
nomination
day.
Nomination or winning, right?
Yeah, because I just had to come to the terms of, I've just come to the realization. I had to realize two things quickly.
What's that, Steve?
You're in it for the awards or you in it for the rewards.
Boom.
And my life has become so rewarding that that's why I look at it right now. I win. You know, whether they give me the trophy or not, I win. You know, I'm grateful for the victories.
Yeah.
But I'm also a lot more accepting of the non-victories because it ain't about wins and losses. See, I said this before. Mm-hmm. When life ain't a game. This a contest. And you can get your blue ribbon. All you got to do is go to the fair. I'm at the fair, and I got blue ribbons. So I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, boy.
So ain't no more wins and losses in my life. This a contest. And I'm a blue ribbon winner in one of these categories. And so can you be. You just got to pick the right category. Everybody ain't going to have the biggest pig.
Give up, man.
Somebody got to go down there with the ripest tomato.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to show up with the orangest pumpkin. Somebody got to show up there with the strongest chicken. Just get in your category and go get your blue
at the fair, yeah. Shirley. At the fair. Shirley, like, what?
Shirley, like, she had never heard of pumpkin.
No. Yeah.
This is at the fair, Shirley.
Shirley's bullshit.
I got it.
Big chicken.
No, that old eyes bugging out your head like you ain't never heard of none of these categories. You know.
Strongest chicken.
Best chitlins.
That is so nice.
Big
true.
Basket of apples. What?
Best bag of pork skins.
What?
Who do that, people, Shirley?
Whatever.
Hall calling.
The best apple cider. What?
And I was just looking normal, okay, to
somebody
you,
get all
Mr.
these
Hardy.
Strong chickens out of here.
My eyes were not bulging. Coming up, we're going to have church complaints. You know this is Monday. You know something went down at the church.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to announce our big winners in our huge Essence Festival trip giveaway. But of course, it is Monday, and it's time for church complaints.
Yes, it is.
Me. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Monday. Morning, to be exact.
That's right.
What other way to start your day than to have people that you shepherd give your time and grace dimity?
That's right.
Strongevity. And holla. Peaciousness.
Say that one more time now.
And holopeciousness.
What is holopeciousness, Pastor?
Look it up. Get yourself a thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
And know these words.
T-H-I-G-A.
Don't try to spell it, Deacon.
But I don't know what holopeceous is. All right.
Holopeceous is when you hope you don't have bad breath. And if you do get alopecia, it might have a little bit to do with your hair.
So it's bad breath and hair.
You know, you cutting into your complaint time.
Right? Well, no, I was just asking. I have my complaint.
You want to do complaints or you want to question your leadership?
Well, when my leadership makes up
Deacon,
words,
go ahead on with the complaint.
Because
that's what it's about right here.
You know it's nerves.
Right. Sister Dolores Kavanaugh, Pastor, as you know, she just had knee surgery. She couldn't afford the part that allows her to bend, so she stands the entire service. She's asking if we could buy her a stand-up bathroom. She's been going out of her window at the house, and she lives on the third floor. People below have been really catching it.
We're not really understanding what you're saying here, Deacon. Did you think this?
Let me say that one more time. Sister Dolores Kavanaugh.
I got that. Got a knee that don't bend. Now, what's she doing in the bathroom?
What I'm saying, she's asking. She stands the entire time. She can't bend, Pastor. She's asking if we could buy her a stand-up bathroom. She's been going out of the window at her apartment. She lives on the third floor, and the people below are catching it.
Hello?
I'm not understanding this.
Everybody else is getting it. I don't know why.
Well, them ain't the ones that's got to get it. See, well, I'm your partner in crime in this hill. Now, if she got a knee that don't bend, she got a bath, she in the bathtub, and she can't sit.
I didn't say she was in the bathtub, Pastor.
What'd you say, D?
I said that she's asking for us to buy her a stand-up bathroom. That's what I said.
A stand-up bathroom.
Toilet, so she can go to the...
She didn't say that.
He didn't want to say that.
Well, why is he not wanting to say a stand-up
toilet? You want
toilet?
Me to be graphic. Okay.
No, how is that graphic, boy?
All right, well, a stand-up toilet, Pastor. She's been going out the window on the third floor.
She's been going out the window. You mean
she's
to tell me...
She's been using the bathroom out
she
the window.
She's been hanging her wide ass out the window.
I didn't think it was gonna go like this. But okay, we
need
can you
video.
Help her?
We need video in order to see exactly what the problem
is. Now you wanna see her going out the window?
For me to believe this whole thing is even true.
Do you need these complaints on Friday so you can figure them out for Monday?
I don't need nothing on Friday. All you got, I'm thinking it would have been real simple to just install a latrine in the woman's house. But you obviously hadn't thought of that. You can't solve nothing yourself.
A latrine is for number one. What about number two?
Is number two if that's all we putting in there?
Wait a minute. Wait, hold up now.
Now you've been number two and out the window. Now you got a problem putting it in the latrine. Yeah. Shirley, Sister Shirley, get out of the complaints. What you're not going to do is hug your way out of here.
Now, he's right about that, Sister Shirley. You're going to have to be quiet with these.
Lord Jesus.
It's too much.
We can't even write a joke. It's a sugar honey iced tea joke. Deal with it.
Your nerves are bad.
Let's move right along. Pastor, the iced tea lemonade competition is this Saturday. There are 30 entries. The problem is we need 600 pounds of sugar to pull this off. Do you give the green light for the church to spend money on this 600 pounds of sugar?
No, we can't do that, Deacon, because just last week we had the Kool-Aid contest.
Right.
And pretty much all the sugar in the city is gone. It's on back order. We're in trouble with sugar. These black folks put them with damn sugar in their Kool-Aid.
Well, we have 30 entries, Pastor. And in order for 30 entries to do the iced tea lemonade competition, we need at least 600 pounds of sugar.
Yeah, and just what I said, Deacon. We're going to have to postpone the iced tea lemonade competition. I'm sorry, but we is going to have to move this back to after 4th of July.
After the 4th of July. Let me put that in my book.
Because a lot 4th. Of sugar going to get sold in there. Making barbecue sauce, punch, things like that. So we're going to have to wait till after the 4th.
All right. Moving along here. Our brother Raymond Perkins, who was 622 pounds, if you can remember, Pastor, just got the lap band surgery, and he is now 170 pounds. Can you please talk to him and ask him to stop robbing the candy lady after church? He is on his way back up to them. So that's 622. He's 179, Pastor, but you're going to have to talk to him because he has been robbing the candy lady every Sunday.
I didn't know who he was. He had come to service because, he was bedridden for a while.
Yes, he was.
When he was 622, they had to bring his ass out through the roof.
He was on the sick and shut in list.
I saw the boy robbing the candy lady. I didn't recognize him because last time I saw his wide ass, I went to have prayer at the house for him. And he was 622. I didn't know that was him. He down to 170, you say?
He's down to 170 pounds. And his skin, he's 170.
It's just hanging on him. That's the one.
That's what I didn't want to say. I didn't want to say that.
I thought it was a jogging suit on him. I'm so sorry. He gonna be all right. We gonna get him some.
We need to. Is there anything that can tighten the skin?
Well, we can use Sister Pearl, Bailey's granddaughter. She does alterations on the choir.
What?
We can sew some of that together, I'm sure. Cause this boy walk up the steps, he look like a damn Jello mold.
All right, thanks, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to announce our big Essence Festival trip giveaway winners. And Steve Harvey, check this out, guys. Steve Harvey is trending on Essence.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, we told you guys to register for our big Essence Festival trip giveaway. Well, now it is time. We want to give a shout out and a big congratulations to our 2018 Essence Festival presented by Coca-Cola winners. Okay, drum roll, please. We got to say congratulations going out to Joanne T. from Souderton, Pennsylvania, Courtney H. from Houston, Texas, Tayana H. from Woodford, Virginia, Cassandra D. from Compton, California. Congratulations, guys.
Baby. Yeah.
They each won a trip for two. Yeah, congratulations. They each won a trip for two to the 2018 Essence Festival presented by Coca-Cola in New Orleans, July 5th to the 8th. If you want tickets, talent updates, and more information, go to EssenceFestival.com, okay? You do not want to miss the excitement. We'll tell you, it is such great fun at the Essence Festival.
It is.
Love it.
Man. Always fun.
It's a great time. And speaking of the Essence Festival, here's a story trending on Essence.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, see that connection right there? All right, there's no question that Steve and Marjorie Harvey just might be the coolest, most stylish, and best travel set of grandparents ever, okay? Marjorie took to Instagram on Friday to announce that not only are her son Jason and his wife, Amanda, expecting their third child. Congratulations, Steve.
All right.
Yeah.
That's grandchild number. This is Jason and Marjorie's son Jason, Steve and Marjorie's son Jason and his wife Amanda. They're expecting their third child. And it's a boy, right, Steve?
Yes, a little boy.
Congratulations.
Little wonder love.
Yeah. Marjorie said, our family is growing. Jason and Amanda are preparing to welcome their new baby in September. She explained in a video caption they shared that the couple is having a little boy. Again, congratulations, Steve, to you and Marjorie for another grandchild. Wow. Congratulations.
That's great, huh?
That's great.
How you feeling?
Man.
Yeah, say something.
I don't know.
What?
Say something big daddy-ish.
I don't know how to feel until they get here.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Well, you've had practice now.
Well, you know, I want to, you know, I'm, man, hell, it's something else I got to buy. That's all I have.
That's all it is.
Oh, really? That's
all it is.
It's just something I'm going to have to buy.
You can afford it.
I don't know what it is. I'm tired of affording it.
What is money for?
You know, it ain't for them.
You worked this hard.
I'm working hard for me and Marjorie.
This is not the pawpaw speech I expected.
I know. What are you doing?
Y'all ain't pawpaw.
Never know what you're going to get, Carl.
Y'all need to hear the truth about it. Y'all want to just do the, oh my God, we're so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. You need to hear the truth. It's somebody else than to come over here be scared of me. See, this is the problem I have with my grandkids.
Okay.
All of my grandkids is scared of me at first.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Because they see me on TV all the time.
Uh-huh.
Their parents be, that's Pawpaw, and they be clapping for Pawpaw. But when they see Pawpaw step out that damn TV, they throw their little ass in or something. And so it's some months go by before they understand.
Uh-huh.
Man, he stepped his ass out that TV. He touching me!
But anyway, congratulations, Steve, to you and Marjorie and your whole family. And your fourth grandchild, and it's a boy. Oh, so congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, she's here, the lovely Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. Congratulations, Steve. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, a new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is in Amman, Jordan, after making stops in Israel and Saudi Arabia on a trip aimed at building support for new sanctions against Iran to get them to end their nuclear weapons program. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton says that he's skeptical that North Korea would actually give up its nuclear weapons if the U.S. formally promised not to attack them. South Korean president says that's what North Korea's Kim Jong-un told him on Friday in a private meeting. However, Bolton says that may just be part of what he describes Pyongyang's propaganda playbook, and we have to wait and see. The reluctant hero of the Nashville Waffle House mass murders has now raised close to $200,000 for the victims' families on his GoFundMe page. James Shaw Jr., hailed as a hero for wrestling the gun from Travis Ryan King, the alleged shooter. However, Shaw, who works for AT&T and has a four-year-old daughter, continues to deflect attention away from himself and toward the victims. Wonderful young man. T-Mobile and Sprint have announced plans to merge into one company. They're currently fourth and third largest wireless companies in the U.S. If the merger is okayed by the regulators, their combined resources, they say, would help create a nationwide 5G network worth more than $140 billion with a B dollars. Sad news, the founder of so-called Black Liberation Theology has died. Reverend James H. Cone taught at the Union Theological Seminary in New York City until his death on Saturday at age 79. The Reverend Cone challenged the white dominant theological paradigm in 1969 with his book, Black Theology, Black Power.
The Christian task is to rebel against all masters, destroying their pretensions to authority and ridiculing the symbols of power. However, oppressors never take kindly to those who question their authority, and they will try to silence them any way they can. But if we believe that our humanity is not dependent upon their goodwill, then we can fight against them, even though it may mean death.
Once again, the Reverend James Cone, born and raised in Arkansas, was 79. Tops of the weekend box office, no real surprise, The Avengers Infinity War.
There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people to see if we could become something more. So when they needed us, we could fight the battles
that they never could.
The enormous numbers for The Avengers Infinity War and Black Panther have made Disney the fastest studio to gross $1 billion domestically in only 117 days. We'll be back with more entertainment and today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Cleveland Cavaliers have advanced. Nah.
It is all about the communication. Now, this is according to TMZ. Dennis Rodman is ecstatic that his friend Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, they're both his friends, have this newfound friendliness with North Korea.
Come on, Jay. Come on, Jay.
I like him so much. Come over, play basketball. I say him.
I don't give a rat's ass if they...
I say him, give me ball, throw the ball to me. And let me have the ball. Let me take a shot one time.
Can't we get in trouble for this?
I say, get out of the way. Then take it to the hoop. They're playing basketball. It's a basketball.
What is he doing?
Hey, your friend, you hired him.
You hired him.
I love it. And they got two distinctive hairstyles, too.
Oh, yeah. One has a fade.
Yeah.
One got a hard fade.
Yeah, one has a comb over.
Well, you know, he cuts his hair himself.
Does he?
You can't be over there and do all that and trust a barber with a blade.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll let you over there do.
I'm with you when you're right, Jay.
Yes. You cannot sit in the barber chair over there, man.
Yeah. No. So you remember last year, June of 2017, during Rodman's visit to North Korea, he supplied Kim Jong-un with some of Trump's books as a catalyst for the dictator's change of heart about the president and the American people. Now, Dennis is clear. He doesn't want to take credit for the good vibes happening here, but he can't hide his joy in the role he played. He doesn't want a lot of credit.
He's the only one that could go over there. I mean, you got to give him.
Yeah, he doesn't want a lot of credit. I think he does want
a little bit of credit.
A little bit.
Okay, so wait a minute. So he went over there when?
June of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
and took some other players with him, right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you remember that, dog.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
So he's saying he took some books over there about Trump. Y'all believe that?
Well, that's what he's saying.
Dennis Rodman took some books about Trump over to North Korea that time, they last time they played basketball.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, that's what he's saying. I mean, you know.
Anybody seen the book?
He's a lie. He told it. Yeah, because we
anybody
don't know.
Seen the book? Have you seen Juju Jim with the book? Anybody?
Juju Jim.
I don't know what his name is.
Jungle Jim.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Juju Jim.
Juju on the beat.
Do you do Jim? Do you know him?
Coming up in about 10 minutes at 34 after the hour, Daytime Emmy-nominated writer J. Anthony Brown will murder a hit. That's right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Steve, the Daytime Emmys were yesterday, as you well know, and can you please introduce our Daytime Emmy-nominated writer for the Steve Harvey Talk Show?
Of course I will. Uh-huh. Folks, you have no idea. The next voice you're about to hear is actually that of a Daytime Emmy nominated writer.
I'm on the
stop saying championship team, boy. It ain't the time for that. Just, oh, you get stuck on stuff. Junior told me about you, but I didn't know.
I'm Team J now. We are the champs.
You don't say that when you about to do Murder the Hit. Ladies and gentlemen, J. Anthony Brown.
What up, everybody? Okay, I can't say championship team. Emmy nominated, yours truly, J. Anthony Brown. It's all about me. It's going down.
It's really? Going down.
See, there is no me in team.
Me.
Transpose the letters, yeah.
But you don't transpose letters.
Is
M.
meat in there?
It's am. T.
It's all about am.
There's no I in team, but there's me.
The song right here is from.
You think that's what he meant?
It's from the CEO of Motown himself. His song is called Good Man. Mm-hmm. Why leave it at that? Why let that just sit there? Uh-huh. My song is called Tommy, Do You Love It? The other man.
Hey, come on, boy.
Time only got a little. Don't tell your man we met at Coachella. I'ma say hello, you ain't who I wanna be with. I do everything by myself because I'm free. My patience there's and baby, and my nerves are really working. But we made a promise that no one gets hurt. And now you're getting mad, you said I hit and desert ya. You don't seem to understand. I just wanna be the other man, other man, other girl, that's all I wanna be. Okay, that's all you get from me, baby. That's all you get from me, baby. I just wanna be the other man, other girl. That's all I wanna be.
This is gonna be
that's
my new
ring. That's how we do it, Jake. That's how we do it, Jake.
I wanna be the other man.
Ain't nothing like being the other man.
I wanna be the other man.
That boy sang from my soul.
And I wanna be. Baby.
He sang from my soul.
That's the song you play to close out a concert.
I don't want to be a man, other man.
Thank y'all for coming.
Good night. I'm here all week.
I love it.
Enjoy your dinners.
But I said, we made a promise not to hurt one another.
Come on, man.
Man.
I've heard
Jay, you know what I was thinking about?
Yes, man.
And this is a question for just you, Jay. If your side piece dies.
Hey, hold up. Before you ask that.
Okay.
I want the listening audience to know that what you're about to listen to is two fools talking. Now, he immediately pulled us out. Is this a big enough question to bring it back, Tommy?
We can bring it back, yeah.
Let's bring this back. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, you're going to hear two fools who should not be advising anyone ask one another a question and get some advice from another damn fool right after this. This is what you're about to see right here. Damn it, don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, right before we get to the nephew's prank phone call, nephew, you had a question you only wanted to ask Jay.
Fool.
This is for Jay. If your side piece dies.
Yes.
What?
And if your side piece dies and you running around your house crying uncontrollably.
Jeez.
And then your wife wants to know why you are crying. Jesus. What do you say?
Here's what you say.
Listen,
you gotta go in full mode. I'm crying because I lost my cat.
That's it.
You don't even have a cat. Yes, I do.
I lost my cat.
I've had it for years.
You ain't never meet him.
You ain't never seen
it. All right, I got a prank for you. This right here is FPC. Yeah, FPC. Run that thing, man.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Darwin.
This is he.
Hey, Darwin, how you doing? This is Frank with FPC. We're trying to come down and see about making an appointment with you within the next week, if that's possible.
Appointment for what, there?
We're supposed to come by. I'm with FPC. We wanted to, we have
FPC?
You on file.
What is that? What is FPC?
Sir, your name was left with us, and you're on our file to actually come out and make an appointment with you so we can... So we can get your picture taken.
You must have the wrong number. I'm not signed up to take no picture or anything, sir.
Okay, well, you're Darwin, correct?
Yeah, yes, I am Darwin, and you call Darwin, and that's who you call it. But anything about a picture, what's up with a picture?
We've got you on our schedule here, FPC. We have you on our schedule for us to come out to your home and take your picture.
Okay, FPC, which company is that? What type of picture would I be taking? I'm not taking no picture, but what is FPC?
Okay, you don't know anything about a photo being taken of you? Needing
no,
to be
sir.
Taken?
No.
Okay. Sir, FPC is, this is a funeral picture company.
Who?
Funeral picture company. And what we do is we come out and take your picture, and we actually keep it on file. That way... When you do pass away, we have your picture for your program, and we have a nice picture for you.
Oh, man, dude, look, I'm not dead right now. You're not taking no picture of me. Who is this again?
My name is Frank. Frank.
Oh, okay, Frank, you mean to tell me y'all taking pictures of people before they die just so you could have their picture on file?
So we keep it on file, and then you have a good picture on your program, and that's what we do.
Like some I ain't signed up for nothing like that. Who the hell signed me up for some like that?
I'm not quite sure, but we're trying to schedule where we can come out beginning of next week so we can get your picture taken.
Next week, week after, you get a picture when I'm dead. You're not taking no picture of me before I die. That don't sound right.
Sir, don't you want to have a good picture on your program?
Sir, you're not taking no picture of me for no funeral arrangements that I'm not dead yet. I don't understand that. What the hell is this about? Nobody. Who signed me up for it then? Tell me that much.
Sir, I don't have the actual person listed here on who signed you up, but I do have the number, and you are Mr. Darwin, so.
I didn't sign up for it, and I'm not taking no picture. You guys run around taking pictures of people before they die just to have a good picture on file? That sounds like some man. I ain't never heard of no like that, sir.
Okay, sir. Are you? I mean, we have your address here. Are you? Are you available?
I'm not available. I'm not available at all to take no picture for a funeral. That I'm not even dead yet. I don't get that. That sounds like a bunch of. And who the hell gave you my number? That's what I want to know.
Sir, I'm not quite sure, but one thing we have to do is we have to follow through with our job. So what we're going to have to do is I have to come out there and take a picture.
No.
So I don't want to, you know, create a problem, but I have to get a picture of you by next week.
Oh, it's going to be a problem because you're not getting no picture of me for no funeral arrangement.
Mr. Darwin, I have to come by your house at least by Friday at around 12 noon. I'll come by and get a picture.
Friday? You ain't coming by my goddamn house no Friday. You gonna lie. I be come over here to try to get my picture. I got plenty of goddamn pictures in my house to put on the motherfucking funeral program. I'm not taking no picture. That means I'm claiming to be dead. I'm not dead. That's some old bad little got there. I don't know who the you work for, Frank, but you got that.
Sir, I work for FPC, sir. I work for FPC.
FCC, my you ain't not taking no picture of me. Don't come over here Friday talking about no goddamn pistol.
Okay,
you better
put
in your goddamn pistol, and I hope they got your goddamn picture on file. But that's a stupid goddamn company you work for. I ain't never heard of nobody taking no picture before they die. I got millions of pictures in here for that program. And when I'm gone, what the f*** I care about what a picture look like or who had my goddamn funeral? This will make me you tell whoever the f*** you work for, they need to go find another goddamn occupation. That don't make no goddamn sense. You're not coming over here Friday, buddy. You come over here if you want to.
Okay, Mr. Darwin.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Glenda?
That's my wife. What the f*** you about to say now?
All I want to do is say this, man. I just want to say Glenda the one that got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, huh?
I'll be a oh, boy, y'all done lost your head. My head. I ain't never heard of no business like this. Some FPC funeral picture-taking Well, man, I said my New Year's resolution, I was going to cut back on drinking, but you got me over here about to tip a bottle right now. Boy, nephew, you crazy. Oh, you crazy, man. Hey, come over here today about 4 and get a picture of Glenda. You come take her picture. Y'all got me, baby. You got me, baby.
I got you, man.
Oh, man, I ain't never heard of no company like that.
Hey, your wife put me up to it, man. I tell you what, you tune in tomorrow morning, man. You're going to catch yourself on national radio.
I'm going to tell everybody. Boy, they had me hot over here. I'm going to, don't tell Glenda, but I'm going to have me a drink anyway. I was looking for an excuse to drink. That right there, a funeral picture taken to put on fire. Boy, y'all done lost a half a mind y'all had with that and that, buddy.
Hey, man, I got to ask you something, man. Darwin, tell me this here, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Wake Up Show, buddy.
What y'all think? Don't you think it should be a company
a
that gets your funeral?
Saves a lot of time.
Haven't you gone to funerals and you like, I don't think they would have liked that mm-hmm. picture. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
That's true. You're talking about on the program.
On the program.
That
you know,
way
you
get to
picture.
Pick it out yourself. I like that.
Pick out your own picture.
I'm with you when you're right, nephew.
Is this a business?
Yeah.
It's a business. You know, I haven't started it yet, but there's just other, like if radio goes bad, I could be making funeral pictures. I'm just saying.
This the one we're going to go with?
That's your backup career?
You can pick out your own outfit.
Y'all got
image.
You know what I'm saying? I got other things I got to do. I got to get the FPC. All right? Funeral pictures, baby.
I like it a lot.
Steve?
See, why do y'all do all this ignorant stuff and then wait? And then Steve asked me to save it. Y'all let this fool
do
these pranks every day.
Do you want to
on my what, dog?
Your program for your funeral.
Dog, I don't care what's on it.
Do you want the one from Kings of Comedy? Which one do you want?
You know what I think they ought to do? Tommy.
Which
one do you want?
Tommy, I want them, in, Tommy. On mine, I want them to put your picture on it.
What? No, that means we both gone. No.
No, no, you still here, but that'll be the most famous you ever been.
All right, coming up next is the strawberry letter subject. This is tearing my heart apart.
All right, look like them calves are still in it. Them homeboys came through. Little scary, but we in it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
LeBron, one of the greatest Game 7 players to live. Go Cavs, baby.
All right, we want to say congratulations, Steve. Daytime Emmy Awards were yesterday. We are so, so proud of you. You are doing your thing. Best informative talk show host. Steve Harvey is what? Winning all the time.
Winning.
That's all
winning.
He does.
Winning.
That's all he does is win. Right now, it's time for, though, today's Strawberry Letter. If you do need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter.
Why did he send Sick and Die to the Doggone Award Show? They could have both had a crisis at the same time.
Wow.
That is a pop ting, though.
Because it is usually called.
Wow. I have to give him a pop ting for that one.
Wow.
That was pop ting worthy.
Pop ting.
Wow. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, this is tearing my heart apart. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 37-year-old wife and mother. I've been married for 14 years, and my husband and I have 4 children, and we are raising a 5th child, which is my sister's child. Here's my issue. 3 years ago, my younger sister called me and said she was pregnant, and she wanted to terminate her pregnancy because she already had 2 children, and this pregnancy was unplanned. I talked her into having the baby, and I told her that my husband and I would raise the baby for her. My husband and I were not in the best place financially, but we were committed to raising the baby. When the baby was 4 days old, she came to live with us. She will be 3 years old next month. Well, now my sister has decided that she wants her daughter back. My husband and I are devastated. We never legally adopted her, but we are the only family that she knows. My sister even put our last name on the baby's birth certificate when she was born. My sister is a great mom, I won't deny that, but I know that my husband and I are a little more stable than she is. Me, my husband, and our kids have all adapted our lives to care for and nurture this baby, and this is tearing my heart apart. What should I do? How can I get my sister to leave well enough alone and let the child stay with us? Please advise. This is major right here. I think this is a really tough one because I'm going to tell you, I see both sides here. I empathize with you, the sister. You and your husband and your family have made great sacrifices to help your sister raise this child and be there for your sister. The child, you're the only parent she knows, I'm assuming, since you got her when she was 4 days old. But I also see your sister's side, who is her birth mother, who gave birth to this baby, who is feeling that maternal pull to get her baby. You yourself said in the letter that your sister is a great mom. You're not going to deny that. I understand that, you know, you have an attachment to this kid as well, but you already have 4 children. I don't know how many children your sister has, but I will say this. It's going to be tough, but you have to think of the child. You have to think of the child. What would be best for the child? And if it's going to be best for that child to be with his be with her mother, children make adjustments very quickly. They adapt very quickly. You know, I say stay in her life as her aunt and let your children and her dad stay in the family. I mean, you're not going anywhere because you are her aunt. So I would say, since you didn't legally adopt her and the sister wants her, I guess give the baby back to the mom.
Get a mama
Steve,
song.
This is really tough, though, because
it's not tough. It's nothing here. There's no adoption. It's her baby. She wants the baby back, and the baby's got to go back to the mom.
Yeah.
It's tough with because of her feelings for the child,
right.
But the decision, it's a no-brainer.
This is not going to hold up in the court of law or anywhere. You're not even talking about taking it to the court of law. I got you all think you all are more stable. It's her baby. Too bad she gave it up, but you talked her into keeping the baby. So now she kept the baby. Now she wants the baby back. Man, that's it. This strawberry letter is over really, really quickly because there's nothing we can say. Ain't a damn thing we can say.
Yeah, give the baby back. But to me, it's tough because I can see both sides and I know of situations like this. It's tough for the people that raise the baby as their own. They grow attached to the baby as well, you know?
I mean, how you not going to give it back? What, she going to come over there and you going to, what, y'all going to hide?
You give the baby back. They didn't even legally adopt her, as she noted in the letter. But, you know, and like I said, you have to think of the child, and the baby will make those adjustments.
I want my baby back.
I'm not talking about ribs.
Okay.
Baby back ribs.
See right there. Hey. Did y'all see me get on this letter and just be direct and blunt? This ain't the time to play.
That's what.
Cause this lady don't want to give up this child. Now you two fools have done enough this morning.
That's what happens when you have four comedians.
What happens if your side piece die? And you at the house crying uncontrollably.
That's a legitimate
question. That's why we give y'all's moments. These strawberry letters, stay your ass out.
Okay. I want my baby back, baby.
Now, this
baby.
Lady
Are you okay,
is
Steve?
I want my baby back. No, I'm not all right. Too damn fools and got on my nerves today.
Everything gets on your nerves, Steve.
And I know everything is them two.
She's saying that, Steve. She's saying, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Give me my baby back.
He's in no mood for your
not in the mood, Jay. Not now.
Mr. Emmy-nominated Jay.
This ain't the time for that.
Yeah, we got a place for everything, Jay.
These people are in a precarious position.
Crisis.
It's messed up for everybody on every angle. They grown adopted to the little girl. The other kids love them. And they want the baby back. This ain't time for your damn rib song. This ain't no murder to hit
I'm
moment.
I'm thinking the lady is saying, Steve, I want my baby back.
Did you say it again?
Give me my baby back. It's the same
I
thing.
I want my baby back real.
They had to
Shut
get
up, Tommy.
Are you saying they had to get her from somewhere?
All she's saying.
He didn't let go.
You've
now.
Made your point. Stop.
He done. He's so done with
he
us.
Say
now.
He can't.
Steve.
No. He might. He might fire all three of y'all.
If you don't want to give me the baby back, maybe you might understand this. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
Doing in a song.
You got to be at least hungry.
All right, listen. Steve's saying this. It's just that simple. Give her the baby back. So we'll wrap up with part two. Part two coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are with part two of this strawberry letter. This is tearing my heart apart. But we really don't need a part two. You know, we both agree. I think it's tough. Steve doesn't think it's so tough. We both agree, though, that she should give the baby back. God, why did I say that?
I don't know why, but cue it up. But
I want my baby back.
But they cue it up.
But we got to get out of here. Listen, email us your strawberry letters, your issues, your parenting issues, just like this young lady did, to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter, okay? We're going to switch gears now, Jay, so you won't sing that song and get on Steve's nerves. Some big headlines from the NFL draft, Steve. We have to say congratulations to one-handed... Oh, to the guy that's one-handed.
He got drafted.
Yeah,
he got
drafted. To the one-handed linebacker,
go ahead, boy.
Griffin.
All right, big hand.
Oh, wow.
How about a big hand,
boy? He got drafted.
What? Oh, that's wrong, too? Really? Seriously?
He had a hand in it.
Can't say nothing.
Steve, get
what
him.
Can you
get
say
him.
Over here?
On this championship team.
You said the man got drafted. I said a big hand for him. Tell me how that's wrong.
No, I said we have to say congratulations to one-handed linebacker, Shaquem Griffin. And then you said.
How about a big hand for him?
Uh-huh. He'll join his twin brother Shaquille and play for the Seattle Seahawks.
That's great.
If you recall, Shaquille ran the 40-yard dash in 4.38 seconds at
what
the
What does that mean, Shirley?
4.3. You know, 4.38 seconds, girl.
Shirley. Oh, that's what is?
Well, yeah, it says that's what it says.
No,
in the
no, Shirley. No,
he ran it in 4 seconds, the 40-yard dash. That's the same thing that you and Tommy did, right?
Not the same thing.
4.38 seconds is what you said.
Well, I'm just reading.
I look like I was running at 4.38 seconds.
I have no idea.
I don't know what Tommy looked like.
So what should I say? Yeah, tell her how to say it. Yeah, what should I say?
4.38.
Yeah. Oh, not 4.38?
No.
4.38. Do you know this boy would still be out there?
4.38 seconds?
If you run a 40-yard dash with 38 seconds attached to it, you won't be in the NFL. You won't be playing any sports. You can't play table tennis.
Oh. Yeah. My bad.
You can't drive a race car.
And I really care. Okay. All right, so 4.3. That's how you say it.
4.38.
Okay. Ran the 40-yard dash in 4.3 seconds at the combine, the fastest time by a linebacker in more than a decade.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
so congratulations. Good. Yeah.
It's running backs that don't have that time.
No.
Yeah, he's fast.
A lot of players don't have that.
Wow.
Man,
now, do you think he'll do good, Steve?
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah, he will.
Yeah. In college, he did real good. He's a good player, man.
He has a determination.
Motivated.
I mean, I understand
yes.
the shortcomings Shaquille. That people are thinking. He's missing his left hand. It's his left hand that's missing. So if a play goes to the left and a ball goes just over his outstretched hand to the left, we got a problem. So a lot of people passed on that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just got to look at it.
You're going to fool a lot of people, though.
Yes,
I mean, you know, I mean, you could tip a ball, bat a ball down, you know, shoestring, tackle somebody with your left hand. He doesn't have that, so he has to make up for that. And I think his speed compensates for that.
Yeah, yep. That's fantastic.
That's so great for him.
Yeah,
and his really heart and determination. He's been unstoppable since then.
Yeah.
I just think this kid has it, man.
Yeah, and to the physically challenged everywhere. I mean, you know, what a boost. This is great. This is great.
Overcome all that.
Yeah.
I like what Pete Carroll said, though. Pete Carroll said he drafted him because he said, well, what he hasn't shown me what he couldn't do.
Mm.
Right.
He said, we take
head coach of the Seahawks.
He hadn't shown us nothing he couldn't do.
Wow. That means a lot.
Yeah, that's breaking why Steve hired me here.
Because
you have all your limbs and everything.
Yeah, but you only got half a brain.
but
I took a real chance on that shot.
You know, and him and Shaquille do have.
He might have his whole hand, but I tell you, and the two he got ain't the size of one. So we got this little raccoon hand boy on his radio trying to hold his great big old mic with his half
raccoon,
a damn
raccoon though.
But yeah. Great big old mic, though.
Yeah. So Tommy put his hands on that mic, man, like he holding a rain barrel.
Tommy, you and Shaquille got something in common. Y'all both challenged.
What? Shut up, Junior.
You bought it up, Tommy.
Y'all both challenged.
And in the same area.
Oh, God.
Ever since they got nominated for that Emmy.
It was yesterday. Daytime Emmy.
You know what? It make you see things differently when you're nominated. You know. It really does.
Oh, really? Does.
So hey, Tommy, I see it differently
hey,
now.
Hey, Tommy. The football player, what makes him amazing is he doesn't have a hand.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes you amazing is it look like you ain't got it.
Really, Steve?
You just not going to let it go,
He's not going. He just can't go move and go on. He can't.
Okay, I'll move on. Let's go.
Well, we got time. Did you want to talk about Cleveland in the draft? You talked about it earlier in the show.
Yeah. Are you happy now?
Yeah, we have a chance here. We got a really, really good quarterback. We actually got a great running back in Nick Chubb. Yeah, we got that boy is a running back.
Junior knows everybody.
Junior.
He knows
everybody. He knows sports, man.
Yeah,
he
really Junior.
That's
Junior.
Even before the Emmy nomination.
Yeah. He knows.
Yeah.
Let me ask
Junior,
you this,
a lot. Yeah.
So, you know, you had a problem with Manziel because he had plenty of drama.
Yeah.
Does this quarterback have drama?
He's had some drama. Yeah, he's had some drama.
No, he's good. He just did a couple of mistakes, you know. Talking about Baker Mayfield, the number one draft choice for the Browns. They got mad at him because he planted the OU flag in the middle of the Ohio State thing. They targeted that. And then he ran from the police one time.
And got tased.
And got tased.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. He lucky he wasn't black.
Yeah. Okay. I was just thinking, yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't be in the draft.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to talk about the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, my God.
The host, comedian Michelle Wolf, she drew some laughs, she drew some gasps. But did she go too far? We'll talk about it.
No.
No. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, we're going to have sports talk with Tommy, the NBA playoffs, and Steve is going to talk about the NFL draft some more because he's pretty happy right now. But also for the second straight year, President Trump declined to attend the White House Correspondent Dinner. You know, they have their annual event, and he declined for the second time in a row. A charitable dinner, that's what it is, to celebrate journalists and the First Amendment. The president was in Michigan campaigning for upcoming midterm elections. Anyway, comedian Michelle Wolf from, she's an alumni from The Daily Show. She ripped into the Trump administration.
We are graced with Sarah's presence tonight. I have to say, I'm a little starstruck. I love you as Aunt Lydia in The Handmaid's Tale. Mike Pence, if you haven't seen it, you would love it. Every time Sarah steps up to the podium, I get excited because I'm not really sure what we're gonna get. You know, a press briefing, a bunch of lies, or divided into softball teams. It's shirts and skins, and this time don't be such a little bitch, Jim Acosta. And I'm never really sure what to call Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, is it Sarah Sanders? Is it Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Is it Cousin Huckabee? Is it Auntie Huckabee Sanders? Like, what's Uncle Tom but for white women who disappoint other white women? Oh, I know, Aunt Coulter. I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts. And then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Like, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's lies. It's probably lies.
She went in.
Maybe it's maybe.
Yeah, who's the guy that talks about that? What is his name? Mitch McConnell. She said Mitch McConnell couldn't be here tonight. He's somewhere getting his neck circumcised.
It's them.
She went in.
She went in.
She went in, Steve. Oh, my God.
Do you think you could host that, Steve? I mean,
no,
of course you can, but, I mean, would you want to? Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that because I don't know enough about the people.
Get some Emmy-nominated writers.
Yeah,
and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, she had writers, I'm sure. They've been working on it for a long time.
I can't do it, though. I don't care.
To do it.
I want you to do the ESPYs. That's what I want you to do.
You mean you don't care to do it?
No, it's nothing in it. How do you win? You can't win. Well, I don't care. All they do is talk about everybody. They ain't going to change nothing. He's still the president. And stuff I want to say, they ain't going to be able to. They can't record it.
It's like a roast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It really is.
How are you roasting it?
The light roast, though. Yeah.
And you know what? Some people are saying that, you know, Sarah Sanders, she took it. She sat there and took all of that. She didn't walk out the
room. And the men didn't show up, you know.
But,
so
I mean. Yeah, she took it and she, you know, live TV, so to speak, on C-SPAN. And so people are saying, did she go too far, you know, or some are saying because.
No, it is what
this administration, you can go there.
But don't they say that every time they have one of these, every year they say it about
every year they say that, but they know what it is. Yeah. They invite it. And then they sit there and go, she went too far. It's no such thing.
Every year.
This is a roast every year. People get roasted. Stop having the damn dinner if you don't want to get talked about.
But the monkfish is so good.
She said it's like a porn star having sex with Donald Trump. Let's just get this
over with.
Because you know that's been said.
Why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Let's just get to it.
I'll tell you what, you can't be scared, though.
No, you can't be.
You got to say it. Yeah, you got to. And that's why, Steve, that's why I thought about you, Steve, because you're never scared.
No, it's no way I could do it, though. Because what I would say, coming out of my mouth, oh, no. I'll shut the room down. It'll be people getting up walking out.
It ain't even the same really? Format.
Worse
huh?
than this? Worse than what she said? Because she went in.
She
well, first, I would open
Uncle
it
Tom.
With a song.
What, Steve?
I would first open it with a song.
And that song would be?
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
What would that song be, Steve? Jay is stupid. What would that song be, Steve?
Nah, I can't do it.
You could do it. You really could do it. You could do it.
Is it the one I think it
I'm
is?
I'm telling you, I'm not going to.
I know what song he's talking about. Yes. Yes. Nah,
you could do that.
That would set the mood right there.
No, we don't know what y'all talking about.
Well,
you're going to have to get the album.
Yeah. I want to open it with. I would open the song with CeeLo Green's song.
Forget you.
Yeah. A fool forget for you.
Forget you. As you walking out waving.
But forget you is the clean version.
Oh, yes.
The radio
yes,
version. Got
definitely.
It.
Oh, man. You can do it.
Mark could lay that out.
All right, listen. Michelle Wolf shocked Washington. And like we said. Go ahead, Steve.
No, that was just.
That was just a part you wanted to sing.
You had to get out.
You had to get that part out.
Coming up at the top of the hour, this is for you, sports fans. It is Sports Talk with the nephew. Tommy will talk about the NBA playoffs and the NFL draft.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Tommy, this is on you. Your uncle gave you this segment, Sports Talk with Tommy.
Cleveland Cavaliers go to the next phase, baby. Yeah. Here come Toronto. Let's go. LeBron and them Cavs. We ain't at full strength, but we in they draws. Hey, Tommy, we ain't dead yet, boy.
I got to give it up. LeBron James did it again. Woo-hoo. Game 7, baby. Woo-hoo. Yes, he did.
You knew
in Cleveland yesterday. Did the doggone. How you feel? Like, you ought to feel pretty good, man. You got your first round draft pick, man. You got out of,
I'm more excited,
you know, round
about the
one.
Browns. I think it's going to be hard for the Cavs this year. He ain't got enough supporting cast right now. So I'm just waiting on the end right now.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to go
any
further.
You don't want to celebrate a victory?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can celebrate that victory. But, you know, for us and the Cavs, round one playoffs is not what we're here for. We're championship quality.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh, I like that.
The collar.
Okay. All right, then.
You know, we don't do that in Cleveland.
Championship team.
You think if your quarterback don't work out, maybe LeBron can go over there?
No, LeBron's not a football player.
But quarterback
played football in school. No. That boy played football in school. Did you see
LeBron
him?
Is not a football player.
Man, you done missed all these highlights. You need to Google that. You need to
if
see
he
LeBron
was a football player, Tommy, he'd be playing football. He's the greatest basketball player on the planet.
He's an athlete. The boy can go. He can play football, too.
No, he couldn't.
You didn't see that?
He could play football in high school. That don't mean you can play in college and the pro. He a basketball player.
He's bigger than everybody in the pros. What are you saying?
All right, let's move on.
He just sat there and got mad, huh?
No. Stop saying I'm mad. Have you ever heard anybody say LeBron James was a football player other than this fool right here?
LeBron James played football, and guess who else? Allen Iverson was a quote quarterback in high school. I'm telling you, these boys was ballers.
Y'all both sound mad.
I do.
That's
why I don't like sports.
I'm hearing a little mad.
But Junior, Shirley, yes. Let me ask you this, because you know nothing about sports.
No, me. I'm with you, Shirley.
Okay, both of you. But can I ask you a question? If Allen Iverson and LeBron James were such great football players, were they not really known for being the best basketball players at their position?
Absolutely.
Yes,
that's why
absolutely.
They did.
Yes.
They chose that.
Yeah.
LeBron James was the number one basketball player in the country when he was
I'm
in high school.
Going against that.
He was the number one basketball player in the country.
Could he
they
play
were great
football?
Athletes.
He wasn't
they
the number one football player.
No,
you think
could
he
could have
played
have.
Football?
No, they could not have. No.
Okay. No. All right.
Okay, we're back this to is, sports talk.
Yeah, this is anger. Okay. All right.
This is anger sports talk.
Yeah, this is anger. And then you know what? It's not going to steal my joy because my Rockets beat the damn Utah Jazz yesterday. So let me tell you something, baby. But the shepherd is here, and the lamb, the sheep are following.
His name is James Hart.
You like the name the shepherd, Tommy? I love it.
No, his name is James Hart.
He looks
like the shepherd.
It's the shepherd, boy. Shepherd, man.
What is your man about the shepherd?
He's
for?
A shepherd, and those are his sheep up under him. What are you talking about?
Thank you. And just to make you a little bit more angry, Junior, eyebrow boy lost your dog. Eyebrow boy lost the Golden State on Saturday. Yes, he did.
Come on, tell me with these nicknames.
Eyebrow boy sat there and lost while Beyonce.
Eyebrow
and
boy sounds like a Marvel superhero, man.
His name is Anthony Davis. You jump.
Born in New Orleans.
God, it's my son. Tell him.
And eyebrow boy is listening, and he need to get it together if you're going to beat Golden State. Eyebrow boy, I need you to win this one. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You want to win, don't you?
You don't
want to
go fishing, because guess who went fishing? Greeky. Greeky went fishing. Greeky from Milwaukee, the boy went fishing.
What's his name?
I'm Steve, so I got to ask you, man, tonight is Philly against Boston. Tell me what you think, big dog.
I'm really, really surprised at Philadelphia. I thought their lack of experience and youth would slow them up. I just found out that them young boys don't care. They do not care. I was thinking that without Kyrie Irving, Philadelphia has a chance to beat the great Boston Celtic franchise. Whoa. Philly, and I am pulling for Philly in this series because I understand that we're on in Philly on 105.3 WDAS and we own in New Orleans and we ain't on. So you need to keep that in consideration as your comedy career progresses around the world.
So you, what are you saying? Eyebrow boy won't come to one of my shows when I go to New Orleans?
Yeah,
what
are you saying? And you'll know he's in the audience.
I can't wait for you to meet Eyebrow Boy, because he's going to make yours touch, too.
And it will be, because his belt buckle going to scrape across your forehead.
Now he got a unibrow.
All right, so basically, you're saying out of the East, it's definitely going to be Philadelphia.
I can't see anybody beating Philly right now. If the Cavaliers had their supporting cast, mm-hmm. if everybody was healthy, I would pick the Cavaliers, but they're not. George Hill keeps getting hurt. Yeah. Kevin Love ain't 100%. Yeah. The other boys is out that they got on the trades. It's just tough for them right now.
And J.R. Smith can't buy a bucket.
I don't know what's happening with him.
Come on, man.
Spent a lot of time getting tattoos.
He hit that three ball every night. He hit it once every one out of three. He hitting it.
Well, Tommy, I could hit it once every now and then. Mm-hmm. I can hit a 3-pointer every now and then. I promise you, I can. Yeah, I can hit one every now.
But that's not what he's there for. No. To hit one.
They not paying me to hit him every now and then.
Every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I'm with you on that.
Once you're doing something every now and then, you ain't winning.
All right, thank you, Tommy, for sports talk. Thank you, everyone. Coming up at 20 after, we're going to talk about do-it-yourself. These millennials, a 22-year-old woman delivered her baby by watching a video where? On YouTube.
On YouTube.
Can do anything by watching YouTube.
I'll be there.
Right after this. Yeah, yeah. I see your faces.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, listen, talk about DIY, do it yourself. A 22-year-old first-time mom, her name is Tia Friedman, she's from Tennessee, got on a flight to Istanbul, mm-hmm. Turkey. She had a 17-hour layover before her connecting flight to Germany. Well, while on the plane, she started to feel some cramping, but assumed it was the airplane food not agreeing with her. But when she got to her hotel, she realized that the worsening cramps were actually contractions, guys.
This is crazy, right here.
I was waiting for you, Tommy. since she was in a foreign country and didn't know if she would make it to a hospital on time, so in true millennial form, I mean, this is what the millennials do. They have social media at their disposal, and they will utilize it. She looked up how to deliver a baby on YouTube.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Wow.
That's getting it done right there.
How do you know that's there, though?
Well, everything else is.
Anything you want to know is on YouTube.
Anything you
want to
know is on YouTube. Anything.
I was at a hospital. Mm-hmm. She's on a plane. Yeah.
Carl, if you go to How to Make a Baby on YouTube, I don't know.
It's there, too.
Oh, you know that's there. Right,
yeah, I'm doing it,
that's everywhere.
All right, so Miss Freeman ran a bath. She had a water birth for her son. So there you go. She found out how to do it on YouTube. She went and to the hotel bathroom. She ran a bath. She had a water bath for her son. She even delivered her placenta, mm-hmm. looked up how to cut the umbilical cord.
Wow.
Without tools, she sterilized shoelaces. Who knew you could learn to deliver your own baby on YouTube?
I mean, this is crazy right here.
I mean,
she should win Woman of the Year.
Yes. Yeah,
you hear me?
You're right, Steve. You're absolutely right. I cannot.
Hell, Human of the Year.
Yes. Man.
Okay.
And she
She had a little boy.
If this boy ever talks back, do you know what he's going to hear? Steve, what is he going to hear?
Oh,
what? Boy, don't what? You know?
What I went through.
What? Uh-huh. Are you, who you, who you talking to like that?
What? Do you know that I ran water in another country?
In Turkey.
Scalded out some shoestrings. Set up here and prop my legs up, one on the TV and the other one on the headboard.
Hold
and
the
watch
phone.
The video to bring your stupid ass in here.
If you don't take that trash out, I will weigh your behind out.
Man.
Yeah, this kid cannot
help flush your ass down the toilet, you keep talking to me, which was almost where you was because I stepped on the handle.
This boy can't talk bad at all. Bless his heart.
For some reason, he doesn't like to take baths. He only takes showers.
No, he's not gonna want
to. YouTube is a beast, man.
Yes. That's his name.
That's his name.
YouTube.
YouTube Jackson.
YouTube.
Freeman.
Freeman.
Last
YouTube.
Name is Freeman or Freeman?
YouTube.
Freeman.
YouTube Freeman.
You can find
YouTube. Subscribe Freeman.
Wow. Wow.
Subscribe is his middle name.
Have you ever learned anything on the internet? I mean, have you gone to look up something?
Let me tell you what. Anything you buy, cooking. Any electronic thing you buy, you don't know how to work it, mm-hmm. go to YouTube. Mm-hmm. There's a tutorial.
Oh, tutorial.
Tutorial about uh-huh. anything you buy. Mm-hmm. Somebody will show you how to do it.
You can't say it right now because your blood sugar is
tutorial.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, yesterday was the 45th annual Daytime Emmy Awards. It was streamed live on YouTube. It was hosted by our friend Mario Lopez and our very own Cheryl Underwood. We love her. Congratulations for doing that, Cheryl. You did a great job, girl. Oh, Steve, you were nominated for Best Game Show Host for Family Feud, Family Feud for Best Game Show, Best Informative Talk Show, Steve Harvey, and Best Informative Talk Show. Okay? Steve, you couldn't make it, but Jay and Junior were there. So how did it go, guys?
What?
How did it go?
How did it go?
Me.
Did y'all represent?
Oh, my God. Who these two Negroes work for?
And why are they so close? What did y'all do yesterday? How did the day go? Because, you know, when the stars get ready for the award show, we get to see, you know, what they do.
It's looking at your outfit all day long.
That's it.
And Junior calling everyone.
Yeah, I called everybody. I told them, turn on YouTube.
Yeah.
He called all of us over and over.
Go to the Emmys.
Look, where I come from, there's nobody I know has ever been to anything like this.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So
it is a really big thing, though, to be nominated.
It is. It is, man.
Yeah. He's no longer Kier. He's Kyrie.
Yeah. Name right. changing.
He's Kyrie.
And I won't hear as much. Kyrie. No more.
And I'm decided I'm going to be a little.
Can I point out something?
Go ahead.
Can I point out something? Mm-hmm. They are more hyped than the man.
I'm listening.
I'm trying to find the
man. And he didn't even go.
I'm just sitting here listening to these two dudes going, oh, man. They just, that's the reaction you want, though. That's why they don't have me go no more.
But yeah, you can make it, so you're sending your representatives, Junior and Jay.
You said that, and my daughter. My
your daughter, Lori.
Yes, me, she was a little embarrassed of the way we acted, but.
Yeah, she was.
She was shamed.
But, Steve, are you so sure it wasn't because when you didn't win that time, the face that you had on camera?
Well, my family asked me not to go to no more. Because when you don't win, Daddy, they was texting me.
Let me tell you,
your face.
When you didn't win, you did not need closed caption to understand what you was saying.
You could read his lips.
You could read his lips.
After he told everyone what not to do, he went and did it.
See, not winning is not what I do. So when the award go the other way, just I don't need to be in the room. Like, I'm not going to understand it. I don't know nobody who should get it over me. I'm not accepting of defeat. It's all wrong on just so many levels for me. So I stay away from those things anymore because I just can't, man.
You are the Westbrook of entertainment when you lose. He was not happy at all.
He almost had a fan fight.
He had a little fit.
Boy.
He needed a timeout, man.
All right, coming up, our last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, our last break of the day. Steve's closing remarks. What you got for us, Steve?
Yeah, you know, always, hopefully what these closing remarks are doing are kind of, you know, just in encouraging people. Really, that's the whole thing. I've got a new thing that I'm going to release. It's called Brain Drops. I'm releasing a new thing that you can get online called Brain Drops. And what Brain Drops are a abbreviated version of my closing remarks. But I'm going to be releasing them every single day. For people just out and about, sometimes, you know, you just need a little bit of some type of encouragement, some type of uplift throughout your day. And that's all it's intended to be. So be looking out for Brain Drops because I'm going to be releasing those shortly. And so today is just about success. You know, we talk about it a lot because those are the two things that I know that everybody wants. Everybody wants to be happy and everybody wants to be successful. Those two things, most people I know want those things right there. And so with that in mind, you know, I want to just share this something really, really brief with you about success. Three things I want you to keep in mind on your road to success. There are a lot more, but I pulled out these three poignant things that I want people to really expect when it comes to success, because I think some people go about success the wrong way. They go about success expecting the journey to be successful. That's not the way to go about it. The journey is going to be challenging. The journey is going to have setbacks. The journey is going to have disappointments. The goal is to become successful. But please don't expect the journey to be successful. Understand what the journey is. So let me give you three things. Number one, adversity. The road to success is filled with adversity. The entire time, you will be having to deal with adversity. The entire time. There will be some smooth days for you. But the bulk of the days will have a challenge of adversity in front of you. Hands down, without a doubt, no mistaking it. The second part of success that I want you all to understand is rejection. Rejection is a part of success. See, when you go about success with the wrong attitude, thinking that all your steps are going to be successful, it's going to be very disappointing and disheartening for you. And in those disappointments and hardships and setbacks, you'll think, wow, I'm not successful.
when you actually are. It's just the process of becoming successful. So rejection is a huge part of it. You're going to be told no on your way to yes. It's very rare that you just get yes, 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 yes. No, you're going to be told no along the road to your yes. So expect to be rejected. Know that it's not going to go your way. Know that everyone's not going to see your point. Know that everyone's not going to agree with you. And know that everybody's not going to give it to you when you want it or even when you need it. Rejection is a huge part. So we got adversity and we got rejection. The third thing I want you to keep in mind to becoming successful are the sacrifices that are necessary. This is a hard one for a lot of people because sacrificing is difficult. But in order to get what you want, you're going to have to give up some things. That is the exchange. Anytime you want something, you're going to have to give something to get it. There is nothing that you can want in life and you just go get without giving something. If you want more people to shake your hand, let's say that's what you want. Guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to extend your hand to more people. In life, you're going to have to give up something to get something. It's sacrifices. You've got to be very, very aware of the fact that something will always be required of you. You've all heard the scripture, to whom much is given, much is required. Well, listen to this. The requirements are ongoing if you want the giving to continue. If you don't want the giving part that God has for you, you're going to have to give up the requirements because to whom much is given, much is required. So you're going to have to get real comfortable with the requirements because guess what? You've been given so many things. So every time you want something, that's going to be a requirement on your part. Those are the three things I want you to focus on and think about. And I don't want you to take it negatively, but just understand that's on your way to success. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Adversity, rejection, sacrifice. If you can get those three things mastered, you'll be successful. Most people are who are successful. They've mastered that. Those are my closing remarks.
Drop it, baby. Whoa. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Very like nice.
Shh, shh, shh.
I like it quiet when I drop it.
I know.
I like it real quiet. No.
You keep on. You're going to be something one day.
You know, sure,
I believe that
try.
In my heart. I believe that
sure,
in my heart about you.
I promise you I'm going to try.
Okay, you just keep at it. You're
hey,
on the,
Shirley.
You're on the
hey,
right
Shirley.
Path. Yes, sir.
Shirley. Pray my strength.
I will. You know I will. You know I will.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.